Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Authorities are investigating after two separate falls at a Phish concert in San Francisco.
Just people bored so much that they fell
Sunday
down.
Sunday night, officers at the Chase Center it was arena. Boredom.
Into a 40-minute song.
LSD.
Holy hell, it's Phish. I'm
One
going
guy
down.
Died, didn't he?
Sunday night, officers at the arena found a man suffering from injuries, quote, caused by a possible fall, end quote.
Yep.
Officers tried to save the man, but he's dead now.
Yeah.
About an hour later, a different man fell onto another man in a lower section. Both men involved in that incident were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
Yeah, there was a guy died at Grateful Dead shows out in Philadelphia years ago, fell off the upper.
I think that's what happened here.
And he fell down to the next seats and died. I didn't see it, but as we were leaving, a dude died, man.
Yeah, stay away from those jam bands, kids. Don't do jam bands, kids.
Yeah. Is it weird that they don't stop the concert when somebody dies?
Well, they don't know.
Well, once again, I didn't know. I wasn't sitting anywhere near this guy at the arena, the old Spectrum in Philadelphia.
Hell, a guy died in the wrestling ring down in Kansas City, and they carried on with the show.
And he died in front of everybody.
Right, he died at the top of the show.
Right.
I still think it might be the preferred outcome if I find myself at a Phish concert.
Oh, yeah. I might dive off the top, too.
Yeah.
Think I can make it? No. See ya.
Some people love those jam band shows.
These people had to be wasted.
I don't have a problem with the jam band
shows. No, I'm guessing you didn't.
No, they're horrible. I did see the original jam band, though, so at least I got to see the Dead, and they played some songs. It was one that I knew. But the other ones just suck.
Depends on the venue. Like, I could probably hack a jam band.
It depends on how high you are. What are you talking about?
Hanging at Red Rocks.
Yeah. You're high. Yeah.
When I saw the Dead, I was at Autzen Stadium.
But I'm with Puss, so I'm diving off the top balcony, too, after a while.
I was in Eugene, Oregon. You know,
this is the same song. No, this is their fourth song from Phish.
We're 2 hours in.
I'm out of here.
That was kind of Dead Central, and I was more into the people watching.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting.
I watched a girl spin in circles for like a half hour. It was great.
Yeah, that must happen at every Dead show.
It did back in the day.
At most shows.
Yeah, I've been at jam band shows where people have like hula hoops and stuff.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hey, at least they're having fun.
They are having fun.
Yeah.
This was a hot day in Eugene, Oregon, and they had the fire hoses out.
That had to stink.
A lot of boobs, too, though, at jam band shows.
Yeah.
There was a lot of nudity.
Yeah, yeah.
Some
you wanted to see.
Some you wanted to see.
Yeah. A lot of hairy armpits on the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Only one or two per girl, though.
Yep.
Usually two. Nobody. I looked for a girl with just one hairy armpit.
Right.
I couldn't find that.
That would be weird.
That'd be different.
He's got a special fetish.
Right.
I'm a one hairy armpit kind of guy.
Boogie's on the lookout.
like always, we go for the tough call.
Yeah. Sucks about that is the guy gets fallen on, you know? I mean, we hear about those stories all the time. Somebody jumps off a building and hits a dude.
Yeah.
You know, that's just brutal, man.
Now, does it make a difference if it's the left one or the right one that's hairy?
No.
You just want one?
Just one.
Okay.
Nut or armpit?
Yes.
Okay.
Just as long as you're not symmetrical.
We play the tough games.
Your armpits are not symmetrical.
Who's taller will be replaced by Nutter Armpit.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah,
I have no idea how we play it, but it sounds like fun.
Craig, a lot of up close
pictures. Just saying the title.
Is this a nut or an armpit?
More visual for a radio show. We could do it, though. Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah. You'd think it'd be easy, but I'm guessing it's not all the time.
No, if it's up close, you're right.
That's what makes it intriguing.
Right.
Yeah, that's more a Twitter game.
Well, you've seen the roast beef sandwich or vagina back-to-back memes.
No, I haven't.
Well, you get them sent to us from our buddies there. They're pretty brutal.
Are they difficult to discern?
Yes.
Our friends? Are you a friend?
If the vagina is particularly horrible, yeah, they're different. They're difficult to yeah.
You would hope it was easy to determine.
You would hope a roast beef sandwich and a vagina would look different. Sometimes they don't. Well, we're batting around new games now since we get rid of who's taller. Nut or armpit, roast beef sandwich or vagina. These are all fun stuff. We'll decide later on.
They're all visuals.
Yeah.
They are. I know.
What would you do if you were at a concert and some dude fell and died right next to you? Would you stick around?
Well, if you're with the guy that was staying next to you, he might have got hit. If you didn't get hit...
Yeah, if you didn't get hit, but they
moving. I'm moving because there's a dumbass drunk beside above him might be falling down too.
You might not know until later that he actually died.
Let's say you did. You're like, that guy died.
Oh, yeah, you can see.
And they just pull his body out.
The kind of death you see in a movie where a guy hits and his eyes are still open, he's dead.
Yeah.
He died instantly, like a cracked neck.
Yeah.
Do I stay and enjoy the show?
Would you be able to enjoy the show?
I might go get some help. And then settle back in.
Then go back to your seat.
I might try to sneak down front.
Right.
I might try to find a different seat.
It's a bad vibe around the death seat.
Totally.
You're right. That makes a difference, Puss.
What?
Who am I watching?
Yeah.
Oh, true. If I'm drugged there by somebody else, honey, we got to go.
If it's me and 89,000 other people at Garth, no, I'm leaving.
If somebody had died at the Garth show, you could have said to your wife, hey, we got to get out of here. It's pretty sad.
Right. I just saw a guy die.
Yeah.
Kiss, be like, well, they haven't played Beth yet.
If it's
I'm hanging around for Kiss.
It's Springsteen or Metallica or something. I'm hanging.
All right.
It would put a damper on
those
the
upper
night.
Decks in any arena, and the big ones, and even including ours down here. If you're up at that upper deck and you're close to that railing, it's pretty, and you're a tall person because a lot of times. Shorter people, that railing is just a little bit above your waist. But if it's right around your waist area, and Puss knows it's your tall guy, if you would bend at all, you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
You're gone.
Well, a lot of the stairs that go up to those seats are steep.
Real steep.
Yeah, they're like ladders.
Yeah, I'm surprised more people don't fall down those stairs.
I was in the KC one, at a Chief game where a guy fell
off. Those are steep.
He was at the lower level.
Uh-huh.
And that's only about a 40-foot, 20, 30-foot drop. That's still three to the next seats. He fell, but he was okay.
Man.
Steeler game. He was down. My dad and I were there. They're about the 50-yard line. We were about the 20. And some dude fell from that lower deck, the upper deck, but the very low, down to the very sweet seats there.
So what did he do? Do you leave? Jesus. If you're okay?
I don't know.
If you fall and you're okay, do you just like...
He literally was three...
Sheepishly go back to your seat? Be like, well, that was weird.
He just got passed down. Hey, a dude fell down there. I said, oh my God, is he okay? And apparently he was okay. But the game, they didn't stop the game.
But I wonder if you're that guy, do you go back to your seat? If you're okay after you fall?
I guarantee
you
wasn't okay.
Oh, yeah. Do you walk back up?
Hey, I'm back.
Chiefs! You went, Chiefs!
Let's make a distinction between he lived and he was okay. Because he probably lived, but he wasn't okay.
Yeah, I know. But
I'm sure he broke something. He was injured in some way.
Yeah, he could have easily been okay, but he also, alive.
He was alive.
Yeah. He's limping back.
But he still needed medical attention.
Excuse me.
He was probably like a deer that just got hit by a car, full of adrenaline, walked for a few steps, and then collapsed.
Yeah.
How far did he fall?
Well, if you look at that, the upper deck of the chief seats that come down, so he was in the front row of that area, and then right below that is some good club
seats.
The
club seats,
club level seats, yeah. So he fell that distance.
That's like 20 feet.
Yeah, yeah. And it was four sections down from us, so I didn't see him fall. We just found out, a guy fell.
Landing on the seats,
Jeez.
I think, would be the tough part.
He's lucky he's alive.
Or you're lucky he didn't
totally.
Somebody might have broke his fall, too.
And then you're the unluckiest person if somebody just falls on you.
Right.
The hell was that all about?
Must not happen that often.
I can't remember the game,
Otherwise,
though.
They would be inclined to put some netting up.
I'm sure time of that.
Well, there was that guy, wasn't it a Rangers game? That dude that was there with his kid that leaned over trying to catch that foul ball and fell and died?
Right.
But that netting would interfere with the fan experience, you know?
My dad told me he was at a Baltimore Oriole game. I was a kid, so he's probably only in his 30s. And I could see this happening. First of all, I realized once I hit my mid-30s, I realized, this could easily happen. He was at one of the upper decks at a baseball game, Memorial Stadium. It was called Memorial Stadium at the time in Baltimore, the old stadium. And the Orioles, and a foul ball was hit, and he's there with a bunch of drunken buddies. Probably the JC's trip or something like that.
Making an effort.
Yeah, he leaned out to make an effort. And he, I remember as I was getting older, I almost fell out of a goddamn thing. I'm thinking, Jesus, Dad, what a way to go.
Somebody catch him?
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't close enough to the ball. I don't know what happened, but he easily said he almost fell out. I said, that'd have been a horrible legacy to leave. I'm like 7.
And
we weren't even big Oriole fans. We were Pirate fans.
And he took out
fans.
The nuns below him.
he took out a nun, right? That'd be better, right?
I think if somebody falls and dies trying to catch a foul ball, do they at least give them the foul ball?
I hope
so. Like to the family?
Yeah. At the funeral, yeah.
Yeah. They,
you bury him with them. Don't you bury him with the ball? I think you do.
He died doing what he loved.
You put the ball in his hand because he still has it then.
No, the guy below isn't going to give up the foul ball.
The baseball.
No.
You put the baseball in his hand, I mean.
And really, at that point, you could put any ball in there. The guy's not going to know.
You put your left ball in your other hand and the baseball in your right hand.
Like, they could just put a baseball and go, that's the one he caught.
Yeah. Wink, wink.
Sure, that's the one he caught.
Be careful when you're drunk at a stadium.
Be careful when you're drunk. Bye. Don't do drugs, kids.
There you go, Craig.
Especially if you're sitting on the railing.
All right.
But if you want to enjoy the fish show, you might have
mushrooms.
To.
Right after you say don't do drugs, I see.
You watch
I mean, get somebody.
Don't
to
do
drive
drugs, kids, unless you have to go see fish.
Take an Uber if you got to do that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Thanks to NASA's Perseverance rover, we now have a better idea of what it sounds like on Mars. Are you ready for the sound on Mars?
I am.
Everyone?
Yep.
Yes.
Listen carefully.
A little breezy out. I think one of the tires is leaking air.
Sounds like wind.
Methane, definitely some methane.
Yeah.
That's wind.
Yeah. It's gas.
And then here is the sound of Perseverance driving on the surface of Mars.
Still sounds windy.
So it's on the Perseverance radio?
Yeah. Right.
The Proclaimers on repeat.
That long for the radio signal to reach there.
That's what you get on Mars, is it's apparently a little windy, and then when the rover moves along the ground, you can hear it.
It clanks a little bit.
Yeah, it clanks a little bit.
That's exactly what you think it would sound like.
Exactly. Yeah. Windy, and if you move, you can hear it.
Right. Driving on an unpaved surface.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Craig and I wrote the fart bit off the air. You're welcome. We wrote that down. We wrote that down. On the spot, by the way.
Thank you.
The Proclaimers, I wrote myself.
Thank you.
Stuff
that
like
was
that.
Off script, huh? That was
all
off script.
Of was looking
all,
at.
All scripted, man.
Flesh that out in just a couple minutes, too.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Listen and learn, Nick.
Reincarnate as a Martian rock.
No need to pump that one up. That works right away.
A Spokane, Washington TV news station. under investigation after a pornographic video played during an evening newscast.
Oh, that would be so cool to be watching
the news. I would watch the news.
Yeah. Well, it's K-R-E-M, Channel 2, Cream, Channel 2.
Cream? Perfect.
Cream 2?
Cream sounds better.
Called police around 6 p.m. after the video appeared to be playing on screen while a broadcaster delivered a weather forecast. The video lasted for about 10 seconds before it stopped.
Were they legitimately hacked?
You know, a lot of times when they're drawing like a storm, they accidentally draw a penis. I think he actually drew a penis around a penis. Yeah. Here's the penis. I mean, the storm.
They immediately issued an apology to viewers later that night.
Reds Live.
The station posted an apology on the social media pages. And everybody else wants to see.
Now,
The cream pie news.
Yeah. The technician inside, we know those guys. We used to work with those dudes, man. Somebody said, hey, well, I'm going to throw some porn and I'm quitting.
Yeah.
That or they were just watching porn and it accidentally
they hit the wrong button.
Right. Yeah. They hit the wrong button.
And went out over the air.
Poor bastard got fired for that, I'm sure. You know?
That's checking at out, least a meeting.
Checking out droopy ball porn. All of a sudden it's on your main. You see, we have weather guys here. We know are friends of ours. You see our buddy Bill up there? Our buddy Bill. Bill just drawing a big penis on there.
Sleeves all rolled up, real intense.
Yeah. And tomorrow night, then a gangbang bursts out.
He's a pro, though. He'd handle it. It's just a little porn for
him. He works with his wife, though. She might look over there. Bill, there's porn up there. All right.
Yes, there is.
If you don't live in Omaha, sorry. That's funny. All right.
I'll keep following up, Greg, because the police have opened up an investigation.
Okay.
They're getting to the bottom of this.
Okay, that's
good. It's a poor kid.
Stop them before they kill again.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.